Hello, I'm Kristen Huncathy, host of Impact Ed, the official podcast for ALEAF ISD. I am beyond excited to be here with three amazing individuals. They're usually in the background, but they do so much for our district. So I'm so excited for you guys to hear about what they do for our district and what we have new on the horizon for projects. So I'm going to start off with Mr. Glenn Jarrett. Glenn, can you just tell the audience a little bit about who you are and what you do for the district?
Hi, I'm Glenn Jarrett. I'm the director of construction and maintenance and facilities for the district.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you for coming. Mr. Lewis.
Hi, Vincent Lewis, Assistant Superintendent of Support Services. This is my second year in the role. Been in the district for 28 years.
Wow.
So started out as a classroom teacher, assistant principal, and now have the opportunity to support our maintenance and construction program as Assistant Superintendent of Support Services.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you for coming in today. And to round out the caboose, who do we have?
Clem Medina with LEN, Program Manager. Been had the fortunate opportunity of working with Mr. Lewis and Glenn for the past year as a Program Manager, helping out with the ALEAF's 2021 Bond Program.
Wonderful. We circle back with one another, right? We work together
That's
in previous
right.
districts, so I'm
That's
so excited
right.
to have you here with us today.
Likewise.
Yes. So I just want to start off something that I just found out very interesting today. This is a beautiful building. This is actually Clem's first time coming here, and he was so amazed just with a little bit that he saw. But I asked Glenn a question. I said, Glenn, did you have anything to do with this building, and what did you tell me?
This is my very first project as a ALEAF employee.
Yes.
When I came to the district, the design was already complete, but the construction hadn't started yet. So I was able to kick it off and see it through, plus many more projects after that.
Wonderful. I know this is probably a very special feeling for you every time you're passing by, not only this building, but other buildings. People really don't think about what all goes into when you're creating or building new facilities or even building out or remodeling, much
Correct.
Like a home, that you guys have so much to do here in a school district that we're so large, right?
Right. And it's also nice to see that all the planning and everything that went into it beforehand, that it was for good, because it's like a fully used facility, you know, the automotive, mm-hmm. the audio video, the whole vet tech science area, and all that is heavily used. And, you know, like today, we've got BizTown where we have elementary students
yes,
in here and learning
yes.
different functions and roles. So it's a beautiful facility, and it's being used for what it was intended for.
Exactly. And it's also open to the public, right?
Correct.
So they can come to our bistro
yep.
or the automotive. And I think we have a nice event coming up next month where people could come and buy the wares that the
yep.
kids
the
make.
Holiday stuff.
The holiday stuff.
Yep.
So it's amazing. So Mr. Lewis, so you mentioned you've been in the district for almost three decades, right?
Almost.
Yeah, so this is really a big shift for you. So I'm sure as a principal, you may have woken up at probably a nice 6 o'clock, but it seems that we get lots of text messages from you at like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Tell us about how that transition was for you.
Well, this is a 24-hour job.
Yes, it
sometimes.
Is. Yeah.
When you work in support services and supporting facilities, anything that would possibly go wrong, you would get a call for.
Yeah.
And so if there's something that would cause schools not to run, lights being off, the water being down, transportation issues, you're getting a call.
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
we had a call just an hour ago about down power lines.
Yeah.
And so it's doing what you can to support. And so I happen to work with some good people, though.
Yes.
And so
yes.
when I get a call, I've got somebody that I can call.
Yeah.
it's been great. Being a longtime principal and one who likes to support others,
yes.
this role as an assistant superintendent support services just really fits my nature, and so I really enjoy it.
Yeah, you definitely can tell. I'm not a morning person, but he seems to be super jovial, so sometimes I wonder about that. I'm like, something's wrong with that. But yeah, we have the perfect person in the position, the perfect people in these positions. So that's how we're gonna come on over to you, Clem. So can you tell our audience about what you do in this role here for ALEAF ISD?
Sure. So in our current role, we're really staff augmentation to Mr. Glenn's team in helping out wherever they really need us to be. So they've allowed us to come in on some particular projects and really go from cradle to grave on particular projects from the design, bringing mm-hmm. in design for professionals and help put together a set of drawings. And then we'll set out, okay, what's our delivery method? and then we'll hire a contractor based on that delivery method, whether it's job contractor or CSP or we're not doing a CMAR, but that's another delivery method out there. And so just working in tandem with the district to make sure that we're aligning ourselves with the district standards and the schedule and budgeting and stuff like that. And then we'll eventually hand it over to a contractor. And so all that process, LEN is in the background assisting and sometimes even taking the lead. It's really what we're here for is, is to help out where we need to be. So had the opportunity to do that for the past year here in A-Leaf and been doing it collectively for almost 10 years now.
Wonderful.
As a program manager.
And I think that's important, right, for our community to know that we are really good stewards of taxpayer funds. If anybody, of course, there were, should be watching our board meetings, that when we have Clint or we have, you know, of course, Mr. Lewis, or even if we have Charles Woods to come up there, and even LAN has presented in the past, right, about what we do in the district. We want our community to know that we're making best use of their taxpayer dollars. Glenn is probably the most detailed person I have ever met, because he's going to let you know from start to finish everything that we need to do. And I think that's so important, because we want everyone to know that, you know, we're making best use of the taxpayer dollars, and we want to make sure everything is done on time. And when it isn't, Glenn makes sure that it is. It gets right back on track, right back on track. So that's good. We want everybody to know. So with a district this large, right, so we have close to what, almost 50 campuses now. We're serving close to 40,000 students, well over 6,000 employees. I'm sure that we probably come upon some challenges if there is something that, you know, we need to fix in a campus and so on and so forth. So I guess I can put that to both of you guys. How do we manage those types of things?
Well, you have your day-to-day surprises is what I call them. You know, and like Vincent said, it could be an issue where we have a power issue where a transformer may blow or something like that. So it's having people in place that know when a situation arises as far as who to call, right, and you just triage every situation differently. There's no set plan, and it comes from experience.
Right.
And but yet we have qualified staff that's been with the district for many years. They work with other entities, Centerpoint, City of Houston, and those, and we try to maintain as much contact with them as we can to deal with that, in addition to maybe HVAC issues.
Right.
Where they may call in and say, hey, I got a room that's warm. You know, we'll, you know, the receptionist will log it in. We've instituted a program this year that we didn't have before, which is called Operation Hero.
Okay.
It took it from an archaic type of system and made it more internet friendly, web friendly. So now our technicians, because everybody's got a device in the district, it's a cell phone or a tablet device and tech wise. So whenever we get a work order from a campus for an issue that's a not, well, even if it is an emergency, we still log it in. But most of the time it's a non-emergency work order. It's logged into that system so we can track it through, and anybody can log in and see from their campus. And plus, as we work through it, then the campus knows what's been done and how it's progressing through, and then closed
out. That's awesome.
So it goes back to the whole transparency deal that we've tried to maintain and improve upon within the district.
Oh, you really have. That's awesome. And I love that, again, you talk about transparency, making sure, you know, that we're being clear with everyone. Because I can just imagine with a district this large, how many, you know, requests come through. I know sometimes, you know, we all think that what we want is most important.
Right.
But recognizing that there is a hierarchy, but you all are fair, you're equitable, and you try to make sure that you can get everything done as quickly as possible, even though there's probably certain times of the year that you see more requests than other times of the year.
Correct. And, you know, like anything else, anything that involves instruction takes priority.
Yeah, right.
You know, so if it's going to affect somebody's learning ability during the day, we're going to try to remedy it or move them to an area where they can continue on with their instruction for the day while the problem's being fixed.
Okay, parents, did y'all hear that? Instruction, curriculum instruction is first. We want to be clear. So when we're sending you all of those updates, we want to make sure your children get fed, the lights are on, there's water running, and we want to make sure it's a safe and conducive environment for learning. So I'm so glad that you said that, because we want our parents to know that. And also as employees, recognizing the level of importance that comes along with making those types of decisions. That's wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much. So Clem, I'm going to kind of pivot to you. I know we have several projects that we have currently under our Bond 2021 project. Can you share just a few of those off the top of your head that you can let our public know about?
Yeah, absolutely. This past summer, we were successful with completing several summer projects that impacted so many of the campuses. We had a large roofing package that went out and was completed by multiple contractors. So we replaced it. We replaced complete roofing systems at elementaries and junior schools, and currently replacing some skylight systems
at several
middle schools as well. And we got another project coming up that's looking at replacing multiple skylights at Elsick High School.
Wonderful.
We had some site improvements that we did district-wide at Elsick, as well as Hastings, and also did some at non-traditional student campuses at the Transportation Center. So busy
yes.
this summer.
You had your Smith Elementary that mm-hmm. we're getting ready to let out on projects, but prior to that, we had Ewan's, we had the RTU replacement for mm-hmm. Air conditioning, so that was tied in, and it's a unique deal because with LAN working hand to hand with us on the projects that they work on, we also have projects that the district's still managing.
Okay.
So, for instance, that's where the coordination worked really well because they were in charge of the roofing side, but we were doing the RTU side in house and with the sub.
Okay.
So we could work closely together to get
yes.
both projects done in a time manner.
That's
correct.
Perfect. So, you know, when we think about projects for the school district, again, the school district and, you know, we're working pretty much all year long, right? But it's really important to make sure that when we're doing these projects, whether large or small, that they don't disrupt the classroom, which, of course, is what Glenn said, right? That we want to make sure that instruction is not impacted. Mm-hmm. So, Clem, I'm going to kind of pivot to you, especially when you're working on the Bond 2021 projects and others. How do you all, and obviously Mr. Lewis can probably pivot into this one, how do you guys decide what projects to do and when? So it doesn't impact any instruction.
So ideally, yeah, we don't want to impact any day-to-day activities on the campus. So that's paramount. So trying to line up a lot of those projects with summer work, that's our priority. However,
okay.
some of these projects are pretty large. And so them going past the summer, we definitely have some contingencies in place.
Okay.
We recently wrapped up this summer with some roofing projects. They got a little bit delayed with some of the weather, and so we just made sure we pivoted in that work. As students and teachers were coming back, we shifted those hours from traditional 8 to 5 to, all right, your working evening. So
okay.
it's a lot of collaboration that goes on, but paramount that teachers and students and curriculum is at the forefront of those.
Wonderful, wonderful. So that was obviously going into my next question about talking about how we can ensure that the team, those new projects like renovations, upgrades, new school construction, they all reflect innovation and sustainability, right? Because
mm-hmm.
essentially that's what we're looking at. So Mr. Lewis, of course, having recently come off from being a principal at Kerr High School and thinking about some of those projects probably that were even done on your campus, what could you kind of tell our audience as it relates to, in this new role, mm-hmm. the importance of sustainability and innovation when we're thinking about, of course, current and future projects in the district?
Yeah, when it comes to innovation, I think the collaboration piece is
yeah.
very important. And so I'm thinking of, and we'll probably talk about one of our upcoming projects, the Ag Science
yeah.
Center. That was one of my first projects to be able to work on in my new role. And it's a collaborative effort between kids who are in that program, leadership in the CTE program, our architects, our engineers, our construction team, and all of those folks coming together to discuss what's going to be in the best interest of the kids in that program, what are going to be their needs. The architects and engineers are able to provide their expertise
mm-hmm.
in terms of what's the latest and greatest and things that we need to have as a part of that program. So I think the collaborative piece is so important when it comes to being able to be innovative and sustainability.
Wonderful. Well, mm-hmm. look, that's a perfect segue, right? So Glenn, I know we're excited to talk about it. Let's talk about that because that's coming up very soon with our Ag Center.
Yes, ma'am. So, you know, we've got our groundbreaking that'll be held on the 27th of October, which is very exciting. The contractor is currently out on site working, doing what we call clearing and grubbing, getting prepared. And for those that don't know, the project is located basically at the corner of Dairy View and Beechnut,
okay.
across from Youngblood Intermediate, where the Alief Community Gardens is. So,
wonderful.
You know, that's and what's really neat about that project is we've really tried to take a holistic approach to that, to where we complement the community garden side mm-hmm. and the kids that are in the ag science program mm-hmm. to where they both can work and be in a relationship together so they benefit from one another.
Yeah.
Plus, we've, you know, we've carved out an area that for future use would be used for like weekend farmers market type
oh, wow.
stuff so they can sell their products and different things like yeah. that. And in addition to it, one enhancement that we did to that project, and it's for the district-wide use, is the Outdoor Learning Center, which is where we're actually be reconstructing a barn that we purchased that was built in 1813 that we moved from Ohio down here, that'll be reconstructed on site, and we'll be using some of the CTE kids that are in the construction trades yeah. to help us erect it with the contractor and be out there on site as well too. So
that is
and
wonderful.
That the purpose of that is for any like elementary or middle mm-hmm. school student, it's almost to be used like a day field trip type activity
right.
with either STEM programs or science, where they can come on site and learn and go visit with the animals in conjunction with the FFA kids.
Yes,
and
that's
stuff
wonderful.
Like that. So yes.
And that's a real world experience. And
correct.
I thought about something as you were talking. You know, during the summer, which I've been so blessed to kind of witness since I've been here at Alief, is how Glenn has a group of kids, right? Our mm-hmm. students that come and they work with you all during the summer, getting hands-on real world experience working on projects.
Right.
And I really want our public to understand how much this district gives back to our students, in particular in this realm. Would you mind sharing a little bit about
sure.
that?
Sure. You know, it started out, I think it's our going into our fourth year.
Wonderful.
And we try to hire up to 10, we'll even take more, but you know, somewhere between 10 to 15 students, preferably juniors, so that way they can work 2 years with us.
Great.
And so that way, you know, we take them from the mechanical class to the architectural engineering class, the architectural design and construction trades, and even the electrician class. And we work them with our group, whether it's if we have a lot of heavy construction projects, mm-hmm. they may mentor one of my project managers around on site to see how things are done in the summertime, working with contractors. They may work with our HVAC crew, assigned
oh,
to them, our plumbing crew, and actually go out. Like this year, our construction side was a little bit light as far as heavy remodel.
Mm-hmm.
So they worked with our trades crafts and actually went out and did demo projects.
Oh, wow.
Did
okay.
tile work, did the actual hands-on real-life experience to get them the knowledge of, help them understand what their trade that they're desiring to go in is really like.
I love that because, I mean, here's the thing. We know the world's changing, but robots will never take the place of hardworking folks
correct.
Building things. So I love that we're doing
that. And
they're
paid.
And they're paid. There
right.
you go. That's wonderful.
Right.
So aside from Accent, we have Crump, right? What
that
do we have with
right.
that way?
Crump is, it's not necessarily in a bond. It's not considered a bond project. We're
okay.
using bond savings from prior bond work to do an exciting renovation to that to make it ADA compliant. So
wonderful.
It'll have a new elevator tower so coaches and staff can easily access that area up there, and it'll become, instead of a single level, it'll be a dual level. So it'll have the lower section and then an upper section for it. And it'll also have, the nice thing about it is with that second level, it'll have visibility to the baseball fields as well.
Wow.
So
okay.
people up there will be able to watch, you know, baseball games. It's not just for that. Plus, it also enhances the band and track and field events there, so we can start having more regional and band competitions
yes.
on site. So
wonderful.
It'll really, and it'll complement what we've done in prior work there with the new turf, the new track resurfacing
yes.
and stuff like that. So
and the digital scoreboard and everything.
The digital scoreboard
yeah.
that the students actually
yeah.
program, work on, and do the video during real game day activities and stuff like that. So it'll be a complete, you know, I think it's university quality
yes.
facilities over
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, definitely, definitely. And then, Mr. Lewis, you know, you've been working really hands-on with the experience with Twills, right? You know, of course, our all-girls school that's going to be opening mm-hmm. next fall. And I know that you guys have been working collaboratively on how we're going to, I guess, essentially develop a facility for that. Can you tell our audience a little bit about it?
And so I've had the opportunity to work, not just myself. Again, this is a collaborative
effort. Yeah, that's right.
So our maintenance and construction team have been a part of this process and walking the space over at the annex meeting with Principal Aubrey to decide what that space is going to look like.
Yeah.
And so there are spaces for collaborative work around STEM, VR, mm-hmm. podcasting. And so some of the same setup that we have that we're sitting right here in the CTE building, being able to replicate some of that in a space for our all-girls facility. And so Glenn and his team has been a part of a lot of that planning work. And so we're excited about the opportunity that we're going to have right here in A-Leaf as another choice for our young women.
And even with those other campuses, right, the way that they've been developed, like Reese looks amazing, Miller and Albright, and all the things that we're doing with those facilities and with Ollie and with Horn. So as you said, there's so much choice here in A-Leaf Independent School District. But we wanted our public to know just about like how things come to be. You know, of course, we pass by buildings and we never really think about what it took to get it from point A to Z. So I'm hoping that our public was able just to learn a little bit more about what we have going on here in A-Leaf. I hope y'all come back. This to me is just like, you know, just, you know, episode one. We're going to have like a couple more episodes because Clem knows we have a lot of things to discuss about more projects. And then we got to have you guys come back to talk about what's next on the horizon because we know there's so many great things that we have going on. So I want to thank you all so much for coming to be here with us on Impact. Again, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Hope you learned some great things about A-Leaf ISD. Make sure that when you see these young men out there and all those other people working in our auxiliary departments, make sure you thank them for everything that they do. Again, as always, please tune into Impact Ed on YouTube. Make sure you visit us on our website at www.aleafisd.net. Look at us on Facebook, on X, on Instagram, on LinkedIn, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
This has been an AMP production.